It reflects badly on people who are against Trump, but you're going to get that kind of thing when you get inflammatory statements like Trump makes. And you're going to find people, any group of protesters, are going to have a percentage of people who are just very angry and out of control. And that's what you see.
Nothing he said can be responsible for third-party actions of people jumping on cars, beating a Trump supporter to a pulp, burning American flags. There's no excuse for that ever, and words cannot provoke that and should not provoke that.
Jeffrey, unless you want to jump in here, move on.
Well, I just like to say, I mean, let's just not get carried away. You know, this in the United States, this kind of protest has gone on for hundreds of years. It's not that big a deal. So a bunch of people, like the guy got his hat knocked off. I mean, you know, he shouldn't have his hat knocked off.
The last
but let's
guy
not,
who got his
know,
hat knocked off and picked it up and tried to get it back was beaten to a pulp and was taken off the scene with blood rushing down his face. That's what happened to the last guy who tried to get his hat back. I think it was in Costa Mesa, California.
Yeah, I mean, there have been tens of thousands of people at these rallies. One person getting hurt is unacceptable, but it's one person. I just don't think anybody should think that this is a bigger deal than it is.